the Southwestern NC RC&D Council, the National Association of Resource Conservation and Development Councils, and the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service present the Strike Force radio program.
Rural Americans face many unique challenges. The USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a program to partner with rural communities and regions around the country on projects they support to promote economic growth. This radio program is part of a collaborative effort of the Southwest NC RC&D, NARC and DC, and the USDA NRCS that complements the Strike Force initiative to raise awareness of the different USDA programs and assistance available to underserved producers.
My name is Stuart Lee. I'm the Public Affairs and Outreach Specialist for the United States Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service here in North Carolina. Strike Force is essentially looking at counties with historic levels of persistent poverty and childhood hunger, and finding a way to work together as a unit, as a team USDA, all of these agencies together, and focusing our attention on counties where persistent poverty exists. So we looked at our counties using information from the North Carolina Department of Commerce, their tiers 1, 2, and 3 counties for historic or persistent poverty, and identified 48 counties across the state where poverty exists and has been an ongoing issue. And in North Carolina, more than 1.7 million Tar Heels live in poverty or are touched by poverty. With these 48 counties, the USDA agencies have come together and decided that we're going to make a difference in these counties. Now, we have a presence in every county across the state, but together we're focusing in on these counties to find a way to make people more aware of what we can do for them, to provide really a roadmap for these counties on how to become involved in our programs and our services. And then we're identifying partners in each of these counties to work with, nonprofits, churches, community groups, individual landowners and property owners, community councils, and local governments working together to find out what is it that you know that these counties already need, what kind of projects are you already working on, and how can we partner with you to include the types of programs that the Farm Bill affords to any citizen in the United States and in North Carolina.
Hello, my name is Lynn Sprague, and I'm the Executive Director of the Southwestern North Carolina Resource Conservation and Development Council. We cover 7 of the western North Carolina counties in the Smoky Mountains, and we also work very strongly with the eastern band of Cherokee Indians. The types of things that we've done for Strike Force, that program is actually a federal program, but to deliver it, it's to deliver it to the local farmers and to the local people in the counties. So our council works at that level. So I've joined up with the team and the committee of Strike Force, the federal program, and we have found that in 3 counties alone, Clay, Cherokee, and Graham County, they have approved 80 contracts for what's called hoop houses, small greenhouses that extend the seasons. It's fine to build them. It's fine to have them in there. But what we're doing as a local resource agency with some others is trying to help market the products, trying to help people that are just getting into the greenhouse business themselves find where they can get resources and work it as a team. Having 80 greenhouses in that 3-county area, one of the poorest areas in North Carolina, can have a very significant economic impact.
Through Strike Force, the Natural Resources Conservation Service is working with more farmers and ranchers than ever. As a result, these producers are seeing their operations become more sustainable, while their conservation practices help promote clean air and water, healthy soil, wildlife habitat, and resistance to extreme weather events such as drought. Recently, an agriculture opportunity fair was held in Cherokee, North Carolina, sponsored by the Southwestern NC Resource Conservation and Development Council. Lots of great information was shared. Let's listen in to some of the participants.
I'm Mary Thompson. I'm a tribal member with Eastern Band of Cherokee. I'm a gardener. I'm a gatherer. I'm a basket weaver. I'm a mom. And I serve on the Council for Native American Farmers and Ranchers. Just recently got reappointed. So I work with a lot of the USDA programs that we have here today and many more. But I guess the main thing that I would like to see is the community become educated and knowledgeable about what is actually out there and what's available through USDA. We haven't always had a big presence of USDA programs on the boundary. I'm not exactly sure why that is, but I feel like now's the time to start taking advantage of some of these opportunities, getting folks together and meeting each other and just using resources that's available.
My name's John McCoy. I'm the tribal liaison in North Carolina with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. And my position is termed as a mediator, moderator, a negotiator, facilitator for programs with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians.
My name is Sarah McClellan Welch, and I'm the Agriculture Extension Agent for the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians with Cooperative Extension. And I was part of the team that helped put this event together today. And what we wanted to accomplish was to just let the programs come together. We're learning from each other, getting to know each other, and also present these ideas to our Cherokee farmers, growers. Some of them have livestock. Some of them have gardens. We have organic gardeners here. We have a youth gardening program here, our food corps up at the school, just to learn about all the opportunities that there are. And so that's where kind of expanded that strike force concept to call it the Agriculture Opportunity Fair, because we've got the Sequoia Fund here, who is a lender. We've got the Agriculture Options Program that does grants for farmers, and we've got some needs assessment programs that are going on that are here. So we just wanted to try to make it broader, and since we had all the farmers here anyway, we wanted to be able to share as much as we could. And what I kind of brought to share is a lot of information. Extension is always full of information that we can share on any number of topics, from starting a business growing chickens to saving seeds to we have Cherokee words, the Cherokee language in that refers to agriculture here. And the thing that I brought was actually to share about our farmers market opportunities. So we want people in the community to be coming to these markets to buy produce, and then we have farmers and gardeners who have extra produce that they'd like to sell. And through the week, you can sell almost any day of the week if you'd like, through the internet or by using Facebook, and I can help people get started with that. We even have a system where growers will call and tell us at the Extension office what they have to sell, and we can put it out on tribal email here in Cherokee, because we have a really nice interface with that system.
We'll have more from the Agriculture Opportunity Fair from Cherokee, North Carolina, after this message from the Southwestern NC RC&D. The Southwestern North Carolina Resource Conservation and Development Council is a nonprofit organization that works with local communities in seven counties and the Cherokee Nation to conserve and benefit from the rich cultural and natural resources of Western North Carolina. Counties served are Cherokee, Clay, Graham, Haywood, Jackson, Macon, and Swain. The RC&D program positively impacts local communities. Over the past 40 years, the Southwestern RC&D has worked with dozens of partners to complete over 500 local projects worth millions of dollars. For more information, contact Executive Director Lynn Sprague at 828-452-2519 or visit their website, southwesternrcd.org. Their offices are in the Haywood County USDA Service Center at 589 Raccoon Road in Waynesville, North Carolina. Now, back to more highlights from the Agriculture Opportunity Fair from Cherokee, North Carolina. Here's Southwestern NC RC&D Executive Director Lynn Sprague.
Hello, we're going to talk to Jeannie Setzer, who's the regional director for FSA. And Jeannie, why don't you just say, what are we trying to accomplish with these community meetings?
I'm glad to be here, Lynn. We want to tell the community that we have a lot of programs to offer small and beginning farmers, as well as farmers who have been in business for a lot of years. We have everything from loans to an insurance-type program to disaster programs, conservation. So we pretty much cover the gamut.
Yeah, in some of your counties, this is one of the most impoverished. It's kind of like a mix. You've got some very wealthy people in the mountains, but also counties like Graham are up towards 20-25% unemployment. So there is programs that people can use, and what are some specifics that you've funded?
Right. We do have the NAP program, which is the insurance that's for traditionally uninsurable crops. That program is available, and in lots of cases, the fees for those programs can be waived so that new and beginning farmers or low-income, socially disadvantaged farmers may participate at no cost, and that is a big help. We also have special pots of money in our loan funding for those groups of individuals, minorities, socially disadvantaged, beginning farmers, which to FSA, beginning is someone working 10 years or less on a farm. So we have a lot of things to help out.
My name is Kevin Welch. I am a program assistant with Agricultural Extension Service. I work under a federally recognized tribes extension program, and I am the founder of the Center for Cherokee Plants, which is a seed bank and propagation center in which we collect and propagate culturally relevant plants for the Eastern Band of Cherokee, and then we put them back into our tribal enrolled members' gardens. So the emphasis for our program is for the person who is putting food on the table for their families. One of the things that is unique about our beans are that a lot of family varieties are produced, and they're unique to Cherokee. One of the things that people don't realize are that we are, the Cherokee are the original agriculturalists of the Appalachians. Our agricultural base is pretty close to 4,000 years. So a lot of the things that are grown by what are called mountain agriculture or Appalachian agriculture was originally learned from the Cherokee people.
Through Strike Force, the Natural Resources Conservation Service is working with more farmers and ranchers than ever in communities that face persistent poverty. As a result, these producers are seeing their operations become more sustainable, while their conservation practices help promote clean air and water, healthy soil, wildlife habitat, and resistance to extreme weather events such as drought.
If you're interested in learning more about Strike Force and USDA services, and you want to become a part of this growing effort in this state, I urge you to please contact your local USDA Service Center. You can also find out more information about how to contact us by going to any of the USDA state websites, and you can even look directly at our NRCS website at www.nc.nrcs.usda.gov. And you can also contact me, Stuart Lee, at Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, period, Lee, L-E, at nc.usda.gov, or you can call me at 919-873-2107. Again, we are looking for help and interest and participation from anybody who wants to join this exciting effort in North Carolina.
Strike Force now operates in over 800 rural counties, parishes, boroughs, and tribal reservations in 20 states, including Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, and West Virginia. The USDA NRCS is committed not only to improving access to programs, but also to making USDA programs work better while enhancing the viability and profitability of small farms and ranches, beginning farmers, and socially disadvantaged farmers, as well as promoting and assisting in the development of sustainable rural communities.
get involved with Strike Force. You can learn more about the Strike Force initiative by visiting www.usda.gov/strikeforce, or you can contact your local Resource Conservation and Development Council.